You're listening to SBS News.
Faced with economic depression in the 1890s, workers in Queensland decided they needed a political party to represent them. By 1899, the ALP had formed its first government in Queensland and won seats in the first national parliament after federation in 1901. In 1904, Chris Watson became Labor's first Prime Minister, leading a minority government, before in the 1910 election the party became the first to win a majority in either of the federal houses of Parliament. Gough Whitlam is perhaps the most iconic Labor Prime Minister, respected by supporters for his reforming agenda and made notorious by his dismissal by then Governor-General Sir John Kerr. Whitlam had his commission as Prime Minister removed on the 11th of November 1975 by Sir John after the opposition, led by Liberal leader Malcolm Fraser, blocked budget bills in the Senate. Sir John installed Mr Fraser as interim Prime Minister, and Gough Whitlam's Labor suffered a massive loss at the following election.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor-General.
Former Australian Council of Trade Unions boss Bob Hawke is Labor's longest-serving Prime Minister from 1983 to 1991. Known as a beer-swilling larrikin that everyday Australians could relate to, Mr Hawke led a government that introduced reforms to deregulate the Australian economy, including floating the dollar, while also overseeing a period of recession, with unemployment reaching the highest level since the Great Depression. But he's perhaps best remembered for his response to Australia's breakthrough win in the America's Cup yacht race.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum. You have to work a bit harder the next day to make up. It's a day for all Australians, isn't it? It's a day... brings us all together. Marvellous. Absolutely marvellous.
Mr Hawke lost the leadership and prime ministership after a bitter challenge by his treasurer, Paul Keating, who claimed to have been promised the top job in a deal between the 2 years before. Leadership rivalry returned soon after Kevin Rudd swept to power with a healthy majority in 2007. That victory left Mr Rudd's immediate predecessor, Liberal John Howard, Australia's second longest serving Prime Minister, without the top job and without a seat. Mr Rudd moved quickly to issue a national apology to the generations of Indigenous children who under government policies had been forcibly removed from their families.
We apologise, especially for the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, their communities, and their country. For the pain, suffering, and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants, and for their families left behind, we say sorry.
But the Rudd years were also known for acrimonious leadership challenges. Kevin Rudd resigned as leader of the Labor Party and Prime Minister in June 2010 after his deputy, Julia Gillard, signalled that she'd challenge him. Ms Gillard assumed the position, and her rise to the top job made her Australia's first woman Prime Minister after she'd also been Australia's first female Deputy Prime Minister. During her time as Prime Minister, Ms Gillard faced continued opposition from within her own party, from Mr Rudd and his supporters, while also facing down Liberal leader Tony Abbott.
I rise to oppose the motion moved by the Leader of the Opposition. And in so doing, I say to the Leader of the Opposition, I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not. And the government will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. Not now, not ever.
Mr Rudd challenged Ms Gillard for the leadership without success in February 2012, and despite lingering leadership tension, didn't stand when Ms Gillard called another vote in March 2013. He did stand and did succeed in another challenge, however, in June that same year, taking back the Labor leadership and the Prime Ministership, but leading Labor to an election loss in September. One man who played key roles in the leadership struggles was Victorian former union leader Bill Shorten. He swung support from Mr Rudd to Ms Gillard, which helped her attain the leadership. but later switched his support back to Mr Rudd in his leadership challenge before the 2013 election.
I am a great admirer of our Prime Minister Julia Gillard. I have supported her loyally for 3 years. I believe she's accomplished remarkable things. The future of this nation and the Labor Party is at stake here. Therefore, I shall be supporting Kevin Rudd tonight.
Mr Shorten won the leadership himself after Labor's loss in that election and has retained it since, overseeing a period of stability for the opposition and the party's preparation for this year's vote.
Labor offers stability and unity and a vision for the nation. We choose hope over fear. We choose the future over the past. We choose the best support possible for people with cancer. We choose fair wages and good jobs. We choose TAFE and apprenticeships. We choose a voice for First Australians enshrined in our Constitution.
Senior lecturer in politics at Monash University, Dr. Zare Gazarian, says Labor's recent stability contrasts with the coalition's image in recent years.
The Labor Party has been able to reposition itself as a stable political force. Of course, it contrasts sharply with what the Labor Party was doing to itself only a few years ago. So it's been a remarkable turnaround by the party. It has now presented itself as a stable, with a stable leadership, and ultimately it looks set to win the upcoming election.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.